Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. Buying a home is scary. It's a big investment. Buying an old home is downright terrifying. And one of the things I get asked the most is how we knew that the Stagg Reno was a diamond and not a dud. In today's episode, I'm breaking down what went into our decision to buy our fixer-upper and when I know how to pass on a house because it is just not worth the investment. The Heart of the Home continues in just a moment. Hey guys, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about today's sponsor, Stagg Design. Stagg Design gives you beautiful products you can mix and match effortlessly to create your perfect home. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. The very first thing to consider, I think, when buying any kind of property is location, location, location. Of course, real estate agents will tell you this, but not just if the location is valuable, which is a very important decision, but also if the location works for you, meaning doesn't have easy freeway access if you have to drive a certain location for school or for work. Don't underestimate that commute time because that can be a killer. I've lived far away from houses before and it is hard to drive an hour plus each direction every day. Also, does the location have the right school system for you? That's an important thing to consider as well. Does it have the right church community? If you're someone who's very involved in your church community, I would make sure that you actually like the church congregation. Test it out before you actually buy the house, because once you're in, and you can't really change that unless you are willing to sell and move again. Also, are there kids in your area if you have a family? Are there other young professionals if you don't have kids? You want to make sure that whoever is living near you meets your needs as well. For your social scene, for your children's social scene, just a lot of things go into whether or not that's the right location for you. Number two, layout. So when you look at the house, does the layout make sense to you? Or is it going to require a lot of removing walls, completely changing the layout of the house? Are there things that are fixable? And are there things that are going to cost a big investment to change? So when we were looking at the Stagg Reno, I mostly liked the layout. There were a few things that were absolutely not working with the house. The kitchen was the big one. The kitchen was in the wrong location, and we decided that it was worth the investment to take out a wall, lose one of the bedrooms, move the kitchen into the space where that bedroom was, and open up the whole space. Now, this was expensive, and it was complicated. It took rewiring, plumbing, and electrical, but you know what? It increased the value of our house, and it was worth it. Our last house, some of you may remember, the Peach and Purple Palace, I used to call it. It was built in the early 90s, and the layout was much more functional than the Stagg Reno was. So we didn't make any major changes to the layout. We didn't make any changes to the layout. The house stayed the way it was, and the renovation happened within the walls of the house and within the current layout of the house. So that was a much less expensive renovation. So just some things to consider. If you're not a hardcore remodeler, then I would stay away from a house that requires a lot of layout changes unless you're going to hire a general contractor. But all of those things need to be considered in your budget. Are there rooms that you can repurpose and change to fit your layout needs? So also in the Stagg Reno, it had a formal dining room when we bought the house. We don't really use a formal dining room, and I really wanted a playroom for our children on the main level of the house. So instead of turning that into an updated formal dining room, we changed the whole space, the purpose of the space, added some built-in bookshelves and a built-in window seat and a larger window, and turned that into our playroom. And now it is the one of the most used rooms in our home, where if it had remained a formal dining room, we probably wouldn't use it very often, if ever. The next thing I want you to consider when you're looking at a house and trying to decide if it's worth the investment is the character of the house. I think character is something really important. So if you're looking at an older house, is it really cookie cutter? Is it something that you can make special? Does it have just character oozing all over the place, like exposed brick walls and really cool antique moldings, neat lighting that could be cleaned up, repurposed? Those are things that kind of push a home over the edge for me. So if I'm looking at a home that's older than, you know, 1960s, maybe a home that's built in like the 50s or 40s, a home built in that era, I think, should have plenty of character opportunities. And when you are remodeling a home like that, resist the urge to go in and tear everything out and start from scratch. Instead, try and restore some of those things that give the home a little bit of quirk or a little bit of specialness, and sand them down, repaint them, restain them, really try and preserve those things, because that's what's going to give your home that extra character. The fourth thing to consider is if the home has any structural issues. So we got a very thorough home inspection on the Stag Reno, and we made sure that there were no structural issues with the house. Now, there were some roof issues. I think you may remember, if you follow us on the blog or on social media, that the roof, so our house had been vacant for 8 years, and the roof had like 5 or 6 access points in it for squirrels. And there were thousands, I am not exaggerating, thousands of pine cones in the attic of our home when we bought it. And it took a lot of work to clear all that out, put in new insulation, repair the roof, that kind of thing. But really, that was the most structural, you know, the biggest structural issue that we had was really with the roof. If there are foundation issues with your house, walk away. It doesn't matter how beautiful the house is. Those things are so difficult and very, very, very expensive to repair. So one quick story. I have a client and a friend who bought a house not far from where our home is, and they were planning on just doing a renovation. They did get an inspection. So the inspections aren't always fail-proof. You have to ask a lot of questions. After they bought the house, they learned that the foundation was compromised. And instead of doing a renovation, they had to tear the whole house down and build a new house. That's obviously a much bigger investment than had they just renovated the house like they were planning to. So you just have to be really, really careful. But structural issues are always a no-go. For me, just, it's not worth it. You'll find another beautiful house. The fifth one is your overall budget. So when you're looking at your overall budget, you have to consider the price of the house added in with the expenses of the renovation. Be realistic with these numbers, people. Really, really, really crunch those numbers, because I always tell people you have to plan on going over budget. Every project goes over budget because there's always something unexpected. We weren't planning on necessarily tearing out the whole roof and replacing all of the insulation up there, but that's just something that popped up that we had to take into consideration. So, you know, it depends on the scope of your project, but if you're looking at a huge home renovation, I would say plan on going at least $50,000 over budget, just to give yourself some extra padding, because you don't want to get into the house, get into this huge project, have something major pop up, and then not be able to afford it and have to sell your house or take a loss or live in an unfinished house. Which I'm sure your family won't really love. So really, really, really examine your overall budget. Be realistic with your numbers. Give yourself some extra room so that you can comfortably afford your house. And I think those five things will give you a really great starting point to consider whether or not you have a diamond or whether you have a dud. If you're interested in following our diamond in the rough, you can follow the hashtag StagReno, StagReno, and that will show you all of the photos and all of the posts that I've done on Instagram about our diamond in the rough, the StagReno. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.